today, or this month rather, is Labor History Month. It has been since 1991 through the efforts of the Pacific Northwest Labor History Association. I'm joined today by Jim Cook, the Vice President of PNLHA and a former union letter carrier, to talk about Labor History Month events going on around town. Thanks for coming in, Jim.
Thank you so much, Joe.
So I have read about, and you told me about, a labor tour, a walking tour in downtown, a concert, and a number of memorials that will be happening for Friends of Labor that have passed recently. Could you tell us about all those? And then we can talk a little bit about the significance of history.
Yes, the Northwest Oregon Labor Council's had a history committee since 1993 to celebrate annually November. And we do annual programs. This year, we're doing a program on November 27th, which is basically an overview of this walking tour of downtown Portland. Now, there have been other labor tours, as you probably know, and others listening. In 2001, there was a labor tour in Michael Monk's Portland Red Guide. He has done working class tours. So we're basically kind of consolidating the information. We're going to different parks, starting at Waterfront Park, and we're recognizing diverse cultures.
Yeah, a few years ago, I helped a Wobbly IWW union member put on a Petalpalooza ride that toured sites of significance during the 1934 general strikes that happened along the waterfront.
Yeah, the ILW, that's an interesting history of the 1934 strike up and down the West Coast.
So we are 102 years out since Joe Hill was murdered by the government of Utah. Could you tell us how we're remembering him this year?
Traditionally, there have been concerts and every November 19th, roughly. And this year, we're holding one at the Musicians Hall. It's at 2 o'clock. Musicians Hall is 325 Northeast 20th. And we're basically commemorating his life and inspiration to all of us still, but also Portland connections. He had a number of Portland connections. Following that, we're inviting some musicians to join us for an open jam to do a lot of good labor rabble-rousing songs.
Yeah, I'm going to try and bring my banjo.
You're most welcome.
Could you say a bit more, though, about the labor history walk tour, like the scope of it? People may hear walk and say, I can't do that, but what is it really going to be like?
Well, we're still in the developmental stage. We're doing our research still. But we're starting at Waterfront Park, recognizing Native cultures and the early dock workers and maritime industry, and going through Old Town to North Park Blocks, recognizing the train stations in African-American history. We have Chinese-American history, Japanese-American history, Filipino-American. I mean, the history of this town is diverse. We're emphasizing that workers are one. And we go to North Park Blocks and then South Park Blocks, where we've had May Day and other actions. And then we go to Chapman Square, where there have been numerous free speech fights. And then back to the waterfront. Now, for some, it may be possible to carpool, bicycle to the different parks, because that's where we do our presentations.
I'm glad that you mentioned that there's going to be a bit of remembrance around Native Americans, the First Nations who are here. It is also Native American Heritage Month, and the history of labor in this country is wrapped up with a history of work that was genocidal, that was pitting humans against humans in the most gruesome way.
That's the story of capitalism.
We also have a few Friends of Labor who have passed recently that they're going to be memorials for. Could you speak about them?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm going to mention three names and come back to the dates. Lois Stranahan, Nellie Fox Edwards, and Norman Malbon. All enormous figures in labor in this town and region. Lois Stranahan, we're having a commemoration, celebration of her life. She passed in May. She would have been on her birthday, December 1st, at 1 o'clock at the Longshore Hall, ILW Local 8. It's on Front Avenue. That's at 1 o'clock. People who knew Lois, please join us. Recognize, celebrate her life. Nellie Fox Edwards passed, and she was the first woman elected officer of the Oregon AFL-CIO. She came from Retail Clerks, which is now United Food and Commercial Workers. She passed this in October. And we lost a dear friend of many of us, Norman Malbon. He was a labor lawyer. and there aren't very many labor lawyers. There are a lot of corporate lawyers, but very few labor lawyers. And he helped this community, teaching rank and filers like myself labor law. And that conference is continuing. It's been going on still every January, but he passed. And that's on December 9th, 2 o'clock at the IBEW Hall, a recognition celebration of Norman Malbin's life.
We will have all of these dates and the details on our website in a day or two so that you don't have to write them down right now. But in the last few minutes that I have with you, Jim, I wanted to just ask you to talk a bit about the significance of history, of labor history, of what Utah Phillips called the long memory, and why it's important for us to remember it for psychological and spiritual as well as just informational reasons.
There are many books that have been written, and the library, public libraries have them. Powell Books, a good union store, has them for sale, used books. You can research history. What I find is that it's inspirational. These are the true superheroes of our working class history. But where do you find the history? You have to dig for it. There are a few progressive, enlightened teachers who will bring the subjects up in their high school classes, but we know the political climate we're in is very anti-union. So they're very courageous. So I see it as an opportunity to learn myself and with others and then share this history through music, through programs. And the best vehicle for, in my opinion, is the Pacific Northwest Labor History Association. It's been around for 50 years, celebrating that next April 6th through 8th at SeaTac. You can go to www.pnlha.org for information. But it's British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon. 2019, it'll be in Oregon, the conference. It's usually in the spring. And that brings together academics, labor activists, people who want to learn more about our working class history. But it's the inspiration, the courage, the spirit that keeps us going.
I like to put in a mostly related plug for another union action also happening tomorrow. The union I belong to, AFSCME Local 88, which represents county workers in the library where I work, is currently bargaining with the county for another contract, and we're demanding a lot of very reasonable and fair things, like a wage that will keep up with housing costs and other costs of living. We're having a picket tomorrow at the Multnomah County Building down on the corner of 7th and Grand. It'll start at 12 and probably go on until 1. I'd like to thank Jim Cook again for coming on to talk to us about Labor History Month. Thank you, Jim, for coming on.
Thank you, Joe. And it points out that every day we make labor history.
For the Old Mole Variety Hour, I'm Joe Clement.